common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Well, it's Thursday, June 28, 2018, and President Trump set the political world and the news world on fire yesterday. Actually, it was the resignation of Justice Kennedy from the Supreme Court. It seems to be pretty much all anybody is talking about, but we're going to talk about some other things today. We're going to talk about the coming civil war that most people believe is likely. At least 50% of the people, according to a Rasmussen poll, believe we're going to have a second civil war sometime in the next 5 years. 49% say it's likely or very likely. And 59% of the people are concerned that anybody that opposed to President Trump's policies will resort to violence. The Antifa people. So 60% think there's going to be violence. 49% think there will actually be a civil war within the next 5 years. So we're going to take a look at that. We're also going to take a look at what's going on in foreign wars. We've had some couple of developments in both North Korea and in Syria. We're going to take a look at developments at our border war. You know, we had some interesting things happen this week with Oklahoma's, I think it was really a flipping point when conservative Oklahoma okays medical marijuana. So we had some developments there, the drug war. The thing that I think is going to really be coming after our freedoms next is going to be the border war. I think we need, you know that I'm a strong proponent of strong borders. There's a way to do it that isn't going to impinge on our individual liberties, but that's not the way Washington's going to do it. They're going to find a way to do it that will take away our freedom, our independence, our privacy. They will inject themselves into our lives in the most minute details, which brings us to the Supreme Court. One of the reasons that everybody is so upset about the Supreme Court is because it is the face of an aggressive federal government that has basically come off the leash. As I've said many times, just remove the D out of federal and you've got the real truth. It is a feral government. It is like a pack of dogs, a pack of feral dogs who used to be your friendly neighborhood pets. But now they have gone wild. They have gone feral, and they're very dangerous. Matter of fact, some dogs like that nearly killed my my dog in the neighborhood. They are very dangerous. They can kill people. They can kill your pets. When we have a feral government that is off the leash, this is what we get. So we're going to talk about how important the decisions that Kennedy has been involved in. And, you know, the Supreme Court has been roughly split 4-4. The decision that we had yesterday on the mandates of union dues. And this is something that affects about 5 million government employees, a lot of teachers, for example, in about a dozen states forced to pay dues, even though they didn't want to belong to the union. My wife taught school for a few years. She hated the teachers union, wanted to have nothing to do with it. But in many states, you were forced to pay union dues. And this case essentially came up before the justices while there was, after the death of Scalia, when there was just 8 justices, and they were evenly divided, 4-4. And with the addition of Gorsuch that President Trump put in, they quickly brought that case up again. And once they brought it up again yesterday, it went 5-4. And I want to read you when we talk about this, before we get into Kennedy, and we're going to talk about the different ways that he's been involved in intruding government into your life. And I think a perfect example of this is Elena Kagan, the woman who went directly from the Obama, I think she's in the Justice Department or something. She was a solicitor general or something like that. She went directly from there, where she was soliciting and pushing for Obamacare, into the Supreme Court and refused to recuse herself from that. Now, in this decision yesterday about union dues, one of the things she said in her dissent was that they have weaponized the First Amendment. Let me ask you, how do you weaponize freedom? You weaponize it when you're fighting tyrants, people like her. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this day after the left is on suicide watch. They started out the week with a slew of losses. Let's just go over this, just for a reminder. They lost really big on their open border agenda. They don't want to talk about that. They won't use that label. They're masters at labeling things. That is their superpower. So instead of calling it open borders, instead of calling it a travel ban, they called it a Muslim ban. Even though it was against only seven countries, and two of those seven countries, North Korea and Venezuela, are not Muslim. What about the other five? Well, those are countries that President Obama went to war with. We currently are fighting people there. So no concern about that. I mean, you know, they're just been identified by Obama's enemies. Obama is going there and killing people. The left doesn't have a problem with that. The left has a problem with the fact that we're not just allowing anybody from those countries. Some of them are bad people. Some of them are terrorists. And we are making them terrorists by bombing a lot of innocent people as we go there to fight those terrorists. And of course, they're undeclared war. So they don't have a problem with the fact that we're there in an undeclared war. They don't have a problem with the fact that we are there killing innocent people. They have a problem with the fact we just don't let anybody come in from that country without even vetting them. Those five countries that we're war with. I don't know how many Muslim countries there are, but five is a pretty small percentage of predominantly Muslim countries. Think about the fact, what if we had a situation in World War II? And we're fighting the Nazis in Germany, and this is not a Goodwin example. It's not Goodwin's rule or Goodwin's law. Okay, I'm talking about real Nazis, real World War II, or the Japanese, if you will. Okay, we're fighting the Japanese and the Germans. Now, there were some people in Japan and Germany who didn't agree with the Nazis. They wanted to get out of there, Jews in particular. We should let them in, right? But should we vet them first? What if we had Democrats during World War II said, you know, well, we're fighting the Nazis, but there are Jews who want to get out of Germany, so just let everybody come in from Germany without vetting them at all. No vetting. No vetting. Just bring all the spies, bring the Nazis, along with the refugees. That's the insanity of this. And so they lost big on that. They lost big on the open borders agenda. They lost big on abortion because we had a law in California where they wanted to gag people from telling the truth about abortion, informing the women about that. They said, no, we don't like that. We don't think that we don't agree with what they're saying. So we're going to shut that down, just as California is now enacting a law to shut down people that they don't agree with on social media. So this is the left. And in the decision, as a matter of fact, that they also lost about compulsory union dues, you had Lena Kagan saying that the Supreme Court was weaponizing free speech. No, it's the left that is weaponizing censorship. How do you weaponize freedom? You weaponize freedom when you use it against tyrants, when you use it against censors, when you use it against Democrats, quite frankly, because that's what the position that they consistently take. And so they lost on open borders. They lost on the abortion gag orders, which is essentially a free speech issue. They lost on forcing people to pay union dues. Big loss for the Democrats. We'll talk about a little bit more about that again. They lost on their slap lawsuits in California against oil companies over presumed climate change. I wish they would have had that trial. I would have loved to see them try to prove in court that there is such a thing as climate change, that it is driven by people, and then also that it is driven not only that there's climate change, that it's driven by man, but it's also driven by the men in the oil companies. Yeah, prove all of that. They should have let that thing go through, but the Supreme Court shut that down. And then they lost on gerrymandering. And you had, what's his name? He played Meathead in All in the Family, Archie Bunker, Reiner, Rob Reiner. And I'll always know him as Meathead because he still is a meathead. He's out there. There goes 200 years of American freedom with gerrymandering laws being shut down. It's like, you idiot. The term gerrymandering came from the 18th century or the early 19th century. It was there from the very beginning when they started drawing boundaries. Somebody's got to draw the boundaries. Would you rather have the boundaries be drawn by an unelected federal judge or by the Supreme Court? Or would you rather have the boundaries drawn by people that you directly elect? And I've given the case before when we're talking about this. This is the Democrats got into lawsuits all over the country about districting. Why? Because under Obama and their liberal agenda, they lost over 1,000 seats, many of those at the state level. And to give you an idea of what happened in North Carolina in 2008, North Carolina went for Obama. 2 years later, in 2010, they had buyer's remorse, and they went Republican on everything. Big Republican surge. They took the state legislature for the first time since Reconstruction. And every state office level was Republican, except for Congress. Nothing changed in Congress. Why? Because of the way the boundaries were drawn, the gerrymandering. That was done by Democrats, by the way. They had made sure that they had a majority in Congress by drawing the district lines. But then when the Republicans got in 2010, that was a census year, and that was, again, the time that they were going to redraw the boundaries. Guess what? They drew them to their advantage, just as the Democrats had done for centuries, to their advantage. And when the Republicans drew the gerrymandering, did the gerrymandering to their advantage, then the Democrats, who had lost at the ballot box, decided that they would try to win it back by going to unelected federal judges. That's what this is all about. And it's not just in North Carolina. I don't think North Carolina was even involved in this particular case. It's several states, because this is a national strategy of the Democrats, the temper tantrum strategy, the what happened strategy. They stole it from me with the Electoral College. They stole it from me with gerrymandering and so forth. And guess what? When the Republicans changed the gerrymandered districts to their advantage, then they got the majority of Congress in the state in the next election, 2012. That is the importance of that. So, you know, the bottom line is if you live by the lawsuit, Democrats, you're going to die by the lawsuit. And as happy as you Republicans out there are that, great, we've got President Trump in, he put in a conservative judge to replace, and I should say an originalist judge, because that's what I'm going to be talking about in the next segment. We really shouldn't be appointing conservative and liberal judges. Because judges shouldn't be biased. You know, Elena Kagan was an advocate for Obamacare, and Obama takes her from his Justice Department and puts her in the Supreme Court, and she has the audacity to not recuse herself from that decision. A clear violation of that. That's the way it goes. So if you're going to politicize this court, if you're going to let them rule our lives in the most minute details, if you're going to let them ignore the 10th Amendment, then you're going to not only, you may live by the Supreme Court right now, conservatives, but you will eventually die by it, just like the liberals are looking at this. We need to fundamentally change the way this thing is set up. There shouldn't be conservative and liberal justices. These nine people are corrupted by the power just like anybody else. They are the nine straight out of the Lord of the Rings, the Nazgul. And these nine people who appear to have eternal life because they never go. We got Darth Vader Ginsburg still there at 85. She had pancreatic cancer. She's still there. Maybe she might look at this and say that at some point in the future, she's going to be tired of being in the minority writing dissenting opinions. Maybe she'll just leave, getting fed up. It's like, But this is the situation we have. Political judges, political appointees that you have no say-so over, only in the most indirect way by voting for president. Which is why I found it funny that an ex-Clinton advisor blasted Hillary's miserable outreach to evangelicals. She was never going to reach evangelicals. They understood what the issue was on that, and they voted for Trump because of the Supreme Court. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The real red pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
A civil war as we had the unrest in the 1960s because generationally it wasn't the right time. I talked about that at some length yesterday, talking about the fourth turning. I talked about how it's like a typically an 80-year cycle. You got to have people that are born at the right time. You know, people who are born right after a major war, they have a different way of looking at things than their parents who fought the war and so forth and so on. So you have this generational cycle. It works out to about 80 years as Strauss and Howe pointed out. I really do agree with that, their analysis. They went back 500 years and said, look at this, you know, happened this way. And they showed it in retrospect, and I think we're starting to see it again. And as a matter of fact, most Americans do too. As I pointed out at the top of the hour, we've got 49% of Americans, according to Rasmussen, think that a civil war is likely in the next 5 years. And 60%, 59%, say that they believe they're very concerned about violence from people who don't like President Trump, violence from the radical left. So we got 60% of the people who are afraid of violence right now and 50% of the people who say there's likely to be a civil war in the next 5 years. And this is something that is going to add some fuel to the flame. The liberals are in sackcloth and ashes. There is weeping and gnashing of teeth, and they are all sounding like Robert De Niro. F this, F that, F this. They got one single word vocabulary. Actually, they got two. It's either the F word or the R word, racist, right? You get much beyond that? They don't have much to say. They don't need to make any arguments. They're all postmodern. They don't believe there is anything such as truth to be discovered. So there's no point in them arguing with you. They just want to get in your face and shout at you because they hate you. So it's either F or R. That's the extent of their vocabulary, just like Robert De Niro. I want to play for you a clip of Steve Schmidt angrily reacting to one of the many losses that the liberals suffered. I mean, think about this. They are on the ropes after losing on borders, on abortion gag orders, on compulsory union dues, on slap lawsuits against oil companies for climate change in California, against gerrymandering. They lost on all these things. And then their hero, Kennedy, dies in office. He doesn't die, but he's gone out of the Supreme Court. And they are apoplectic. They are on suicide watch. So here's what Steve Schmidt, a former GOP analyst, strategist, politician, he used to work for some rhinos. Here's what he has to say about the Supreme Court's decision on the travel ban.
Well, you know, I'm thinking about former special agent of the FBI, Ali Soufan. Ali Soufan, with John O'Neill, came very, very, very close to disrupting the attacks on 9/11. He was a Lebanese immigrant and a Muslim. Is America better off with Ali Soufan here? I would argue he is. And so today was a fantastic fulfillment of Osama bin Laden's vision by Donald J. Trump. What Osama bin Laden hoped to provoke was a war of civilization, a war between the West and 1 billion Muslims. And so what Donald Trump and this Muslim ban signal to the world is that Muslims are not welcome here. That's this the is, you're trying to create, whether Steve. The conservative justices say that in fact this is about executive power, the president's clear intent was to impose a religious test. And that is as fundamentally un-American as anything that he's done over the course of this presidency. The only force in the world that has the power to defeat extremist Islamic radicalism is moderate Islam. And moderate Islam was dealt a big setback today by this short-sighted, dangerous policy that, again, abrogates all the fine traditions of our country, from freedom of religion to welcoming the renewal of the country's lifeblood with immigration.
You got all your hopes on the moderate Muslims. They were the ones who just won $3.4 million from the Southern Poverty Law Center because they put them on a terrorist watch list, essentially. It's the SPLC are the fact finders for all the leftist media out there. And it was the moderate Muslims that were lumped in along with Christians, you know, like Chick-fil-A and the Family Research Council by Southern Poverty Law Center as hate groups. So yeah, let's talk about that. You know, the person who's trying to create a war of civilization, it's the CIA, it's the people like Steve Schmidt, it's the GOP rhinos, the Democrat establishment. He wants to talk about this being a Muslim ban. Still talking about this. Well, as I said in the last segment, seven countries, two of them not Muslim, North Korea, Venezuela, of the other five, Obama went to war with them. Now, you think that maybe that might start a war of civilization? You think that might recruit people for Obama? Of course it does. When you make mistakes, and you always do make mistakes, there is no such thing as a surgical attack. They have had many cases where they have bombed weddings and so forth. You're never going to not have innocent people killed in a war. So they're recruiting with these wars that Obama started and that, unfortunately, President Trump is continuing. They are recruiting terrorists. Yes, they really are with that. But it's not taking down any vetting of people coming into our country from those nations that we're at war with. That's five Muslim countries there. You know how many Muslim countries there are? I looked it up during the break. According to Pew Research, predominantly Muslim countries, there's 50 of them, according to Pew Research, in the world. That means that 90% of the Muslim countries were not affected by this ban. So nice try, Steve Schmidt, lying about that. Absolutely false. And we have to be able to vet the people coming in, especially if we are killing people in that country, if we're at war with that country, whether that war is justified or declared or not. We are making it a lot more dangerous. Let's take a look a little bit before we get into Kennedy at this decision about unions, because I think this is very telling as well. As AP points out, unions can't force government workers to pay fees. The Supreme Court ruled yesterday, just before we found out that Justice Kennedy was leaving. It's a big 1-2 punch for the left. It is a bad day if you're on the left. Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that government workers can't be forced to contribute to labor unions. See, that's what the left is about. Coercion. Forcing people to do things that they don't want to do. They're not about persuading people. They're about forcing you, holding a gun to your head. This is a serious financial blow, says the AP, to Democratic-leaning organized labor. As a matter of fact, Trump tweeted out his approval. He said, this is going to be a big loss for the coffers of the Democrats. That's right. The conservative majority decided 5-4. And as I pointed out, this is a case that had come up once before when after Scalia had died, when there were only eight justices and he had not been replaced. It came up before them. They were evenly divided 4-4. After President Trump appointed Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, they came up again, and it was 5-4. So the court ruled that laws requiring fair shares violate the First Amendment by compelling workers to support unions that they disagree with. And, of course, American Federation of Teachers, that big union, is very upset with it. And so is Alina Kagan. She said the majority overthrows a decision entrenched in this nation's law and its economic life for over 40 years. So what? You know, we had a tradition with Dred Scott, too, didn't we? We'll be right back.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. It's David Knight.
Keep on dying.
Welcome back. I was just talking about the first loss at the Supreme Court yesterday for the liberals, and that's the decision about unions, and the response from Elena Kagan. And I want to repeat this for you. The majority, she said, overthrows a decision entrenched in the nation's law and its economic life for over 40 years. Well, you know, our nation is 242 years old. So that means that 200 years, we didn't have this tradition, this decision from the Supreme Court. And I have a real problem with calling Supreme Court decisions the law of the land. Why? Because we've had a lot of really bad Supreme Court decisions. I mentioned as we were going to break, we had the law of land from the Supreme Court called the Dred Scott decision that said that any escaped slaves had to be sent back. That was a bad law. That was a bad decision. That should not have stood just because the Supreme Court said it. And if we go back and we look at the history of our country and the Supreme Court and how they have usurped power, but also how it has been abdicated and turned over to them, because we've got a lot of spineless politicians who don't want to make that kind of decision anymore. Now, Andrew Jackson, another case that is very important to understanding the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court had made some rulings against the Cherokee Nation that Andrew Jackson didn't like. He didn't like the Cherokee Nation. Then they saw the results of those policies, and within about a year, they reversed those policies. And he didn't care. He said, well, I'm going to do what I want to do anyway, because there is a separation of power. And he was right in terms, not in terms of the issue, not in terms of what he did to them with a veil of tears. He was absolutely wrong, but it was his power as president to do that. That's why I say we need to have an Andrew Jackson who stands up and says, they've made their decision. Let's see them enforce it. Because that was the position of the founders. Alexander Hamilton, the most statist of the founders, said they are the least dangerous of all the branches because they don't have any power of enforcement. But then they kind of gave themselves the right to become gods with Marbury versus Madison. They gave themselves that right. They said, we will review everything for its constitutionality. Well, eventually what happened is we had people, we no longer had people like Andrew Jackson. We no longer had people who said the buck stops here like Truman did. Instead, we had a bunch of quisling politicians who don't want to take responsibility for policies, popular or unpopular. So we have a lot of people who in Congress and a succession of presidents who don't want to take the heat for their decisions. So they pass it on to the Supreme Court. And they're only tangentially involved. You know, when it comes election time, they'll say, vote for me because I can get a conservative in, or I can get a liberal in, and it's very important for you to vote for me, so I'll appoint that kind of politically biased judge. If the judge does the wrong thing, they've got plausible deniability. It's not really their decision. I tried to do the right thing. I put a judge in there that was supposed to be politically aligned with me, and they went a different direction. And we've seen that many, many times. And so they don't have to take, the buck doesn't stop with them. They pass the buck on to the Supreme Court, just like the Congress does. And the Congress typically passes the buck on to the bureaucracy. They don't want to write the law, so they create a bureaucracy, and they say, you write the laws. You call them a rule or whatever. And then when they call them rules, we don't have the right to due process because we just broke a rule. We didn't break a law, so we don't have, they say, we don't have any protection against that. We don't have the presumption of innocence. We don't have protection against excessive fines. They can fine us without finding us guilty of anything. We've seen it with the IRS. We've seen it with the EPA. We've seen it with all these different bureaucracies. The FAA was going to start charging people $25,000 if they caught you flying a drone without their permission, without a license from them or whatever. They all do that. And we have the Congress that just passes that on to them. So that's the sorry state of affairs that we're in. Now, in that situation, the best we can do until we get an Andrew Jackson is to vote for somebody who is at least going to try to put in conservative judges. And President Trump did that. We know what Hillary Clinton would have put in, don't we? Would have been an activist liberal judge. So the best we can hope for, and it's a sad compromise we have to make because we've allowed this rotten system to come up, is to hope that we're going to have our political wing get the judges in there. But now is the time for people to think about this. And now is the time even for conservatives to think about this, because it's not just sour grapes because we're not winning the fight. We can win this fight politically. And we'll talk about how that's going to come. It's going to be one heck of a fight. I've got clips for you from what people are saying. We're going to take a look at some of the candidates that are being talked about out there. But one last thing about Elena Kagan, which I thought was truly amazing, was her comment about weaponizing the First Amendment. She said, this decision weaponizes the First Amendment. You weaponize freedom when you're fighting tyrants, folks. When you're fighting the coercion of government, the coercion of unions, the coercion of Democrats, when you're fighting tyrants. And the unions say, this is going to affect 5 million government workers in about 24 states in the District of Columbia that they have been coercing to pay them money. And now they're worried they're not going to get that money because they can't hold a gun to their head. Yeah, they weaponize freedom. That's what you do when you fight coercion and tyrants. Judge Napolitano had something to say about this. And, of course, as several former law clerks have said, Kennedy was waiting for a Republican to replace him. He was appointed by Ronald Reagan. We'll talk about Kennedy, where he fits on the political spectrum. Some people think he's a libertarian. Some people think he's a conservative. Some people think he's a swinger, swinging one way on one thing and another one on another. It appears that he wanted to get out and not be replaced by a Democrat. Here's what Judge Napolitano had to say.
Let me tell you an interesting little tidbit from a private conversation that I can reveal because the person is dead.
Okay.
Justice Scalia.
May he rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Before he passed away, obviously, told me that Justice Kennedy told him that as soon as there was a Republican president and a Republican majority in the Senate, he was ready to retire.
All right, and so he is 81. He said he was ready to retire, waiting for a Republican to come in there. And, you know, we break this down. We've got, he's 81. As I said before, Darth Vader Ginsburg is 85. She's already had a fight with cancer. And we got Breyer, who is 79. The rest of the judges are, you know, range from 50, Gorsuch, who just got in, Kagan, who's 58, and then several who are in their mid-60s and so forth. But two of those remaining are 79 and 85, and they are hardcore leftists, Ginsburg and Breyer. And so when we look at this, why do we break down the Supreme Court into conservative and liberal? Is that the way it ought to be broken down? Why don't we just have the Supreme Court? What about instead of... are they conservative? Or are they liberal? What about, are they constitutional? Do they care about the Constitution? Do they care about what the law says? Because that was the basis of this travel decision that was there. You know, when they wrote the opinion, Robert says, what does the Constitution say? The Constitution says that the president has the duty and the authority to protect the borders. Is there anything in this law, then, that violates that authority given to him, that duty that he is required to do in the Constitution? No, there's nothing in the law. But they want to bring in his motivations, which they claim to know. You know, this is a piece of hate legislation, according to the Democrats. And so when you start to get into that, you get into some real dodgy issues, don't you? Because you can't ever really know that for sure. And they don't want to look at the law itself, just like they don't want to look at the Constitution itself. They view the Constitution as a living document. Well, if you view the Constitution as a living document and you have divorced yourself from the written word, you have divorced yourself from all objective reality. Postmodernism. There we go again, right? Nothing means that there's no such thing as truth. There's no such thing as literal written law. That means, therefore, that the law is in their mouth, making them the dictators. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at some of Kennedy's decisions that he's made over the years. Is he liberal? No. Is he conservative? No. Well, does that mean that he's a moderate? Not really. Does it mean he's a libertarian? No. He was very statist in a lot of these decisions. And what he was doing was what he thought was the right thing, even if he didn't have the authority under the 10th Amendment. That's what we need, is a constitutional judge that understands the 10th Amendment. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean, carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions. Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, yerba mate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, at the top of the hour, I'm going to talk about some news. We got several stories here that I think show us what a corrupt, pedophile, Satanist culture we have created in this country. I've got a guy flying from New Zealand trying to break into a house to get a 14-year-old girl that he met online. We got Netflix streaming a pedophile film. It's just amazing when we look at the news that's coming out with this. I've got some more I want to say about the Supreme Court in this segment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. And we've got several specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We have our Super Blue line of dental products. That's two flavors of toothpaste, a mouthwash, a hand and oral wash. All of those 50% off. That's the Super Blue line. Also, we have our water filters, our gravity feed water filters in various sizes, as well as the excellent air filter, very silent, very effective, very attractive unit, all by Alexa Pure. All of those air and water filters, 25% off. And finally, we have ExtendoWise, our newest product, 35% off. Take a look at it. It's a heart-healthy formula that supports your heart health with a triple action supplement, and you can find that on sale at 35% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Yeah, President Trump, as he was told, the information he was given, Justice Kennedy went to President Trump personally and told him of that. And these are the comments that President Trump had to say right afterwards about the importance of who he appoints for Supreme Court. And it is a paramount importance now in the society and the legal system that we have allowed to evolve. Here's President Trump.
Election of a justice of the United States Supreme Court is considered, I think we can all say, one of the most important events, one of the most important things for our country. I mean, you see the decisions that just came down, how big they are, how vital they are, and they can swing different ways depending on who there might be in the court. So it's always been considered a tremendously important thing. Some people think outside of obviously War and Peace, it's the most important thing that you could have.
That's right. It is a very important decision. I don't think it should be. As a matter of fact, it wasn't that long ago. I remember somebody had made the point that in Switzerland, most of the people there didn't know who the president was of their country. Can you imagine that? Not even knowing who the president is. I know we always have about 10% of the people here in America who have no opinion on anything, and they don't know who the president is. They don't know anything about anything. But I'm saying the majority of people in Switzerland, and they seem to be doing just fine, don't they? A majority of people didn't know who the president was. Why? Because it didn't really matter to their lives. See, this is of paramount importance because the federal government has interjected itself into our lives. Like I said yesterday, we've gone from a situation when I was a kid, a lot of people would say, hey, it's a free country, isn't it? But when we had these other people who said, oh, there ought to be a law. I don't like that. There ought to be a law. We see that on both the left and the right. Just talking about the comments from people upset about Oklahoma okaying marijuana. And I said, you know, this is something that's important to the right. They want to make sure that the government does it for them. They don't want to try to persuade people. They want to force you to do what they think is right. Same thing with the left. Whether it's abortion or whether it is homosexual marriage or whatever, they want the government to enforce that on you. A lot of other things, union dues, you name it. They want the government to enforce it. So we went from, well, it's a free country to it ought to be a law. And then it's like, let's do it at the federal level. Let's not only get government in here, but at the highest level. So it's like, you know, we'd push back against that a little bit and say, hey, don't make a federal case out of it. Well, now everything is a federal case. Everything goes as a federal case to the Supreme Court. And now things are rapidly changing to criminalizing the results of an election and now the violence in the streets, because that's the way that it goes. You know, when an individual, wealthy guy was asked once, how'd you go bankrupt? You have so much money. How'd you go bankrupt? He says, well, gradually at first, then suddenly. How do you get into a civil war? Well, gradually at first and then suddenly. First, all the power goes to Washington. All the money and power are there. So all the corrupt people go there. All the decisions are made there. Eventually, people get very tired of that. Eventually, people are not happy with a lot of the decisions that are being made. You know, when all the decisions are made by everybody, it's like everybody having to wear the same size shoes. That's what we've got here. We've got Washington and the Supreme Court deciding what style of shoes and what size shoes we're all going to wear. And guess what? Nobody's going to be happy with a system like that. We need the 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment, we had looking at Kennedy. He was a guy who was put in by Ronald Reagan. It doesn't take long for them to drift to the left, does it? He said, it's a pleasure to have been in the federal judiciary for 43 years, 30 of those in the Supreme Court. Well, you know, Ronald Reagan was a guy who said government isn't the solution. Government is the problem. He was a small government kind of guy, at least in his rhetoric. And, you know, the 9th and 10th Amendment demand small government. They say that if we haven't expressly given you these powers, you don't have them, federal government. The rights are retained by the people. The powers are retained by the states if we don't give them to you. But that's not the view of most of the people in the Supreme Court. And so you have this interesting op-ed piece in the Washington Post from Ilya Shapiro. She works for the Cato Institute as part of their legal court review. And I thought her opinion of what's going on in the Supreme Court aligned with mine. First of all, she agrees with Kennedy. She says, hey, I agree with a lot of his decisions, but he has harmed the rule of law. And I think Kennedy is a good example of what has gone wrong with the Supreme Court. She said, even if you generally liked how Justice Kennedy voted, you had to scratch your head at how he got there. I should know, she said. During his time on the bench, he agreed with the Cato Institute more than any other justice. Cato was the only organization in the country, for example, to file briefs supporting the side that got Kennedy's vote in virtually all the big cases. District of Columbia versus Heller, that's the Second Amendment, where they talked about the right to actually carry your firearms. They didn't want to allow an off-duty law enforcement officer in the District of Columbia to carry his firearms. Citizens United, where they said, we're not going to allow restrictions on people's free speech. And I agree with that as well. You know, we should know who these people are, and the system that is in place with the super funds and the super PACs and everything, that hides who the people are. I think we need to have full transparency, not controlling the amount of money that people are or groups are allowed to put in there, because Citizens United was targeting small grassroots organizations. That was what was really behind that. But also in other issues in terms of defense of marriage, they agreed with him on that. Same-sex marriage act on Obamacare, they agreed with him on those, even though I didn't. The point she's making is, she says, that didn't make him any less frustrating to libertarians, at least those of us who care about the rule of law. Because rather than simply achieving what we consider to be good policy results, they care about how we get there. See, and that's the point we made about the redefinition of marriage. It's like the court doesn't have the authority to make that decision. So whether you agree with their decision or you disagree with their decision, that's not theirs to make. It's not the federal government or Jeff Sessions' decision to make about what kind of medication you take. The FDA, the DEA shouldn't even exist. They shouldn't be prohibiting medication for us. They shouldn't be telling us what recreational drugs we should take. And I don't support taking any recreational drugs. I don't even drink. I don't want anything that's going to alter my mood or my mind. But I don't want anybody telling me what I can or cannot take, because I understand where that all leads. It winds up having them say that you can't take this even though it's the only medication that works for your condition. I don't want to live my life in a mother may I or a Supreme Court may I or an FDA may I or a DEA may I, and it hasn't worked. It hasn't given the result that they hoped it would give. So she goes on to say, take his opinion, for example, in the same-sex marriage case of 2015. What should have been an easy case about the propriety of certain marriage licensing schemes under an equal protection clause that says government can't treat people differently for no good reason, instead became yet another opportunity to wax poetic about the meaning of life. And so the decision that they came up with when they legalized homosexual marriage seems to be that you take a scoop of due process and a cup of equal protection and you wrap them in some dignity and then you enjoy the waves of adulation. But that's not law. For one thing, there's no fundamental right for the state to recognize marriage, which is kind of a government benefit. And that's the bottom line. But the real issue here, she doesn't ever get to it, is the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. They don't have the authority to make that kind of decision, and they shouldn't be interjecting themselves into every one of these issues. All these issues that we're going to be talking about here, the thing that it really has the left up in arms, and of course they say they're going to fight President Trump. We're going to talk about how they are laying the gauntlet down, saying we're not going to let him appoint anybody. Well, we'll see about that. I think the majority of Republicans are going to have something to say about that before the election. But they're very concerned about this. They're saying, oh, that's going to be the end of abortion. Let's hope so. Maybe this is the way I should end every program, the way Cato the Elder did. And one more thing. Planned Parenthood must be destroyed. That's what he used to say about Carthage. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
We're going to take a news break here at the top of the hour. I want to talk about the pedo Satanists and the news. Amazing the number of articles that have come out that how dark our society, our culture, Western society has become as we've abandoned the values of the West that were built upon the principles of Christianity. We got a mom here with a 22. Fends off a man armed with a knife who flew from New Zealand to get her 14-year-old daughter. And this is in Virginia. So he goes from New Zealand to Virginia. She shot him twice as he was reaching through the smashed glass to try to unlatch her front door. The man, identified by the sheriff's department as Troy George Skinner, 25, was arrested and treated for a gunshot wound to the neck. Officials paint a horrifying story. Says Guns.com, of a determined individual who flew halfway around the world to make contact with a woman's teenage daughter who he met while playing video games online. Yeah, you better watch your kids online. Investigators stressed the minor broke off the contact with him, but then he flew to Washington, D.C., then traveled to Virginia via bus where he acquired pepper spray, purchased a hunting knife, and duct tape at the area. Walmart before the incident that left him wounded. First, he tried to get in through the basement door with a brick. And the mother grabbed her two teenage daughters and started running. She got her gun, a 22 handgun. She met the man at the ground level kitchen floor where he broke the glass in the door with a landscaping stone. She warned him, don't try to come in, but he reached through the broken glass, tried to unlatch the door, and at that point she shot him. And this is what the sheriff had to say, because this is not in a city area. This is in the county. And the good sheriff said he is not the victim. That lady and her family members are the victim. But understand that Bloomberg will list this as another victim of handgun violence. That's the way they roll these statistics. But there's another kind of home invasion that's going on in your home. Netflix has an Argentinian movie that they're offering. Viewers on Facebook have shared the clip of the movie. They're calling it outright child porn. I'm not going to go into the disturbing scenes and what it is, but yes, if you read that description, it absolutely is. Do not share that, because as they point out on PJ Media, even though it's making its way around Facebook, anyone who is sharing this should understand that it is a crime to circulate child porn, even if you're trying to help the child. What if you're Netflix and you're trying to make money? Would that be a crime? Should Netflix be exposed to criminal prosecution for putting out what is obviously child pornography in that scene? They say any further distribution re-victimizes a child, and so they're not going to put the video on there. I'm not even going to describe what it is on the radio here. It's that sick. And as we look at how satanic our country is becoming, another report, this one in Florida, Dade City man arrested after deputy said he held a knife to a woman, yelled at her to worship the devil back on June 19th, just a few days ago. Fidel, valet, 33. So he grabbed a couple of women, held them, took them to a remote boat ramp, she said. This lady did not have a gun, by the way. She did not have a gun. Neither did her the other female there. So after they got to the boat ramp, they made them stand. Actually, I'm not sure if the other person was a female. They identified only as a witness. He demanded that she pray to Satan and yelled at her to worship Satan. After a while, she said that he held the knife against her the entire time. She thought he was going to hurt her. Again, she didn't have a gun to defend herself. eventually allowed the witnesses to get back in the truck, drove him to another location, got out, walked away. He has now been arrested. And then as we uncover, and I reported this last week, you can see the pictures. I've got them up on Daily Mail, the horror of the Aztec Tower of Skulls. You know, they want to call us Nazis. Maybe these people who worship and have this cult of death called Planned Parenthood. Maybe we should call them the Aztecs, because that's essentially what they're doing. Look at that sick picture there. At the same time, we've got a guy running North Carolina's Republican. They've disavowed anything to do with him. He said, what's wrong with being a white supremacist? God is a racist and a white supremacist. No, he's not. He created one race, one blood. There's different nations, tongues, and tribes. There's one human race. Question is, which direction are you racing? We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
All right, right now the battle is going to be on the Supreme Court, and we're going to tell you the reactions, we're going to tell you how this political fight is going to stack up, and tell you what is at stake here. As I was saying in the last hour, really shouldn't be a case that we have a politically appointed judge. We ought to have judges who say we're going to sit here as impartial referees. We're going to actually look at the text of the law, which is what they did with the travel ban case. What does the Constitution say? What does this law say? Okay, now this is our decision. But that's not the way the Supreme Court has worked. And one of the worst people about this, I think, has been Justice Kennedy, who's leaving. In this op-ed piece that I was talking about in the last hour by Ilya Shapiro, who works for the Cato Institute Supreme Court Review, said a constant theme with Kennedy is that he is the gay rights judge. He will be known, they said, as the gay rights justice until they actually appoint somebody who is openly gay. And this is one of the reasons why we're going to talk about the reactions. People who are really freaking out about this are the people who are happy about the homosexual marriage decision that he made, but also the people who support abortion. I think that's really where we're going to see the change. I don't think there's going to be anything changing about gay marriage with this. But they make this point. They say, okay, so he said we're going to support LGBT rights, but look at what he did in other cases. So let's contrast that with his silent acquiescence to the federal regulation of personal marijuana use in Gonzalez versus Reich, 2005. His opinion in National Treasury Employees Union versus Von Raab in 1989, in which the court, over dissents written by Justices Scalia and Thurgood Marshall, the court upheld the suspicionless drug testing of government employees. And Shapiro said, the only way to explain these votes is that Kennedy doesn't see any dignity to drugs. So unlike the LGBTQ community, their users don't merit constitutional protection. You see how this works out? In other words, I like this. I don't like that. I don't care what the law says. I don't care what the Ninth and Tenth Amendment say. I've got my black robes. I'm here for life. There's nothing you can do about it. Nobody elected me. You can't get rid of me until I'm ready to go. That's the way that power corrupts people. This is a guy appointed by Ronald Reagan. Of course, Ronald Reagan wasn't too friendly to individual rights. His administration wasn't when it came to the war on drugs, was he? We got civil asset forfeiture. We got mandatory minimums. We got a lot of crazy stuff. But for the first time we ever had, even during alcohol prohibition, they didn't come after end users. They went after Al Capone instead of the people who were drinking in the speakeasies. It was Reagan administration and Meese who decided they would go after the end users. Anyway, let's get back to Kennedy here. Will Roe v. Wade be overturned? He was the fifth vote to uphold a woman's right to abortion in 1992, reaffirming Roe v. Wade, his famous decision that government cannot impose a, quote, undue burden, unquote, on women seeking to end a pregnancy before the fetus is viable. What does undue burden mean? Well, that's sufficiently ambiguous, right? Kennedy was a key vote in 2016 to also strike down regulations on abortion clinics in Texas. Because, you know, it's all about women's health, right? So we said in Texas, okay, put your money where your mouth is. You say it's about women's health. You're operating on women. Shouldn't your abortion clinic have hallways and doorways that are wide enough to accommodate a gurney in case something goes wrong? If they're not, you're not going to be performing abortions. And, oh, can't do that. Can't do that. That's an undue burden. An undue burden. And so the question is, who's going to be the new swing vote? Well, CNN report thinks that it's going to be Justice Roberts, that he is the most unreliable, in other words. Clarence Thomas is hardcore conservative, and so is Gorsuch, they say. But what about Ruth Bader Ginsburg? CNN says the senior liberal will increasingly be relegated to the dissent. Maybe it's time for her to leave. Maybe she doesn't want to be always on the losing side. Maybe it'd be nice just to retire. You're 85 years old. Why don't you go, Darth Vader? Anyway, 2 years before the gay marriage decision, Kennedy joined liberal justices in the Windsor decision and struck down the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, which defined marriage as a legal union between one man and one woman as husband and wife. So this is why he is known as the gay judge. Nina Totenberg on NPR went absolutely apoplectic along with some of the other reactions we're going to take a look at here. She said, well, just for starters, Roe v. Wade might be reversed. Lots of federal regulations might be thrown out, might be a different, more or less tolerant view of gun regulation and affirmative action. She said, so as REM once put it, the end of the world as we know it. And yes, that is the way the left is seeing this right now. The DNC had a rules committee that was meeting. They were on a live call when the news broke out that Justice Kennedy was going to be retiring. And they freaked out. with some of the language that's used, we can't play it on the radio. So I'll just kind of give you that. It prompted audible sounds of anguish, reports the NTK network. Yeah, that's to put it mildly. A lot of swearing, a lot of, oh, no. Another one says, not that he's done us any good on these recent decisions, but he was the one who was usually persuadable. Hollywood is freaking out. Don Cheadle said, okay, Dems, this is real. All y'all paying attention now. This is how you lose a country. All of our rights are in the balance. Why should it be that way? Over one politically appointed judge, over nine individuals, our rights are in the balance. See, that's what's fundamentally broken in our country when we allow this much power to be abdicated or assumed by the Supreme Court. All of our rights should not be in the balance. And folks, let me tell you something. They are never going to give you your liberty. Liberty is never given. Liberty is taken. And that's why I spend so much time talking about these marijuana issues. Because people have taken back their freedom on the war on drugs. I just read you about Kennedy. Oh, he's supposed to be libertarian. He never stood up for anybody's rights under the drug war. Never once did he stand up for it. But we've had people who have organized on the state level to defy, to nullify the federal overreach on the war on drugs over and over again. We've now got 60% of the states have nullified the federal war on drugs that put marijuana in as a Schedule One, saying it's got no medical use and it is the most dangerous drug you can have out there. We know that's a lie. And so we can stand up and we can shut these people down. We don't need to have a Supreme Court justice who is going to give us our liberty. We can take it at the state level. Now, that's the sad thing about this, is that people spend all their time weeping on social media. We need to be taking, Washington, D.C. is a cancer. that has spread throughout our lives. And it's time we cut that out. Cut out that metastasizing cancer. And we can cut it out from the local level on up. Look at the gun issue. Look at the school safety issue. That's another case of nullification. You had Joe Biden and George H.W. Bush foist upon us the Gun-Free School Act back in 1990, 1992. And after it got bad, you had people in Texas say, you know what? We're going to have our sheriff vet teachers and train teachers, and we're going to protect our kids, and we're not going to tell anybody who's carrying firearms, and we're going to do it ourselves. And that sheriff didn't need the permission of the governor of Texas. That sheriff didn't need the permission of the Supreme Court or the president of the United States or the, or Senator Biden or anybody else to protect students in schools. And you don't need it either. And you don't need their permission to use medicine. And you don't need their permission for what food you want to take. If they tell us that we can't have any food or medicine unless they expressly permit it, are they then at some point going to tell us what food we must eat? Of course they will. When they withhold medication from you and they assume that life and death power, they can also tell you, as they're trying to do the authoritarians in California, you must take this vaccine and you must take all of these vaccines on my schedule. You must give them to your kids and so forth. They will mandate things that you must do. And they will withhold things that you may not do. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all-new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you
that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm literally in tears. Haven't felt this hopeless in a long time. With Justice Kennedy leaving, we now have two options as Americans. Get fitted for your Nazi uniform or report directly to your death camp. No, you have the opportunity for a great escape. You don't have to live in a country where all of your rights are held by, in the palm of the hands of, nine politically appointed judges. The nine Nazgul. No, they're not going to give you your freedom. And in response to this, this is a guy appears to be gay. And again, they're the ones who seem to be the most upset, Planned Parenthood and the LGBTQ people, because they see him as their judge. The first couple of responses to this, one of them is, Matthew, grow up and be a man. My God, the economy is booming, close to 5% GDP with tons of jobs, less government, not more, which means more freedom. Oh, but Elena Kagan said they were weaponizing free speech. Yeah, so they don't want to see happen. No missiles are flying from North Korea. Great empowerment numbers for blacks and Hispanics. Lower taxes, more dollars in your pocket. Enjoy it. MAGA, it's wonderful. Another one said, yeah, we just had 8 years of that. I feel you. As Obama used his pen, we voted. My vote for Trump was strictly for SCOTUS, Supreme Court, and I am crying tears of joy. It's an emotional roller coaster of politics. So that's what I don't like. I don't, you know, I talk about politics all the time, but I hate it. I don't like personal politics. I don't like office politics. I don't like Washington politics. That's why I talk about it so much. I don't want to see my life being controlled by politics. I don't want to see my rights being bargained on a table. They're not bargaining chips for these politicians. They are not privileges to be doled out to me like a child on an allowance. We need to get over this mindset of being slaves to these people. But that's not the mindset of the Democrats, of course, because to them, government is everything. Everything must be decided and determined by the government. And if they like it, the government should mandate it for everybody. Like I said, the government is going to tell us what kind and size and style of shoes we're going to wear, and everybody's going to wear the same size. Democrats are melting down. Here's some of the Twitter responses. This one guy, who is an Obama National Security Council spokesman, he's just got one extended F word there. And then you've got Comedy Central, another extended F word. See, they've got a one word vocabulary. And then another one from Splinter. They repeat the F word over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, like Robert De Niro. If he didn't have that, we'd be lost for words. It'd be a silent film if you went to a Robert De Niro film and you couldn't, you cut that out. I know, because we used to have curse-free TV. And it was pretty much a silent film. Anyway, when you look at all this stuff, it's absolutely amazing. Sarah Reese Jones says Chris Matthews went off and told Democrats that they have to fight Trump's Supreme Court nominee, or Democrat voters who are sick of this crap will overthrow them. Yeah, I've got the clip of that coming up here. And then you got Molly Knight turning on their friend, Justice Kennedy. She says, how very cool of Justice Kennedy to pour kerosene on the current dumpster fire that is America. Yeah, like I said, 49% of the people think it is likely or very likely that there will be a physical civil war. We've already got a political civil war here because everything's got to be decided in Washington, right? And this is the epitome of this, the Supreme Court, where everything is decided by the Supreme Court. So that gives us the conditions for a dumpster fire, for a civil war. 49% of the people think it's going to happen in the next 5 years. And 60% of the people, according to the Rasmussen poll, believe that there's going to be violence from the left because they're not getting their way. They're going to throw their little temper tantrum and come after everybody. And we've already seen it in many ways. Comedy Central writer then pours even more hate on Kennedy. I wish this Kennedy had been shot instead of the other ones. And his boss, who is from Australia, continually rants about our Second Amendment. We're going to have Larry Pratt joining us from Gun Owners of America in the third hour. And we're going to talk about gun freedom issues and some of the ways that the Republican Party is caving right now. These red flag issues and even the bump stock issue, which is not a, most people don't have a bump stock or care about a bump stock. It is a gimmick, a useless gimmick, but the way that it's being regulated right now and the way the Republicans are allowing this to be regulated, it is a very troubling precedent that's being set. So we're going to talk to Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. Before we do, I want to play you Chris Matthews and some of these other reactions here. The person that they're now looking at as we look at this political fight that is building up, the odds-on favorite right now is a guy called Brett Kavanaugh, former law clerk for Kennedy. And who is this guy? Well, he was a law clerk for the guy who was leaving, so that kind of puts him up front. He's part of the list of 25 people that President Trump had put out before. Remember, nobody else has had that kind of transparency. President Trump saying, look, I know that the Supreme Court is very important. You heard him say that before. I disagree that it should be that important. I think the president should be more like Andrew Jackson. I understand that he doesn't want to take the heat for things like the Dreamers because the Democrats have done such a wonderful job of making that a visceral cause. He doesn't want to say, hey, you had the Obama administration say we're not going to enforce the current immigration law and they're not going to enforce the borders. Well, we are. No, he doesn't want to say that. He has the authority to do that, just like he shut down the Paris Climate Accord, just like he shut down Obama's treaty with Iran that he self-ratified. But he's not going to do it because of political pressure. That's why they want to have, he wants the Democrats to do it, or he wants Congress to do it, or he wants the Supreme Court to do it, anybody but him. He doesn't want that on his desk. And that's a shame. Because he has not only the authority to fix that problem, he has the authority to enforce our borders. President Trump has the authority to enforce the law. He's not bound by what the Homeland Security Director under Obama said when she said she's not going to enforce it. And yet Jeff Sessions is trying to argue, oh, we can get rid of DACA. It's like they got rid of the law. How did they get rid of the law and nobody stopped that? That is the law. Nevertheless, it is an important thing. So President Trump has had at least the transparency to say these are the 25 people that I would put in the Supreme Court. He says he's going to pick from this list. And so everybody's saying, well, Brett Kavanaugh, I guess they're putting him there because he clerked for Kennedy. He was named to the D.C. Circuit by George W. Bush in 2003. He worked as independent counsel with Ken Starr against President Clinton. And again, that causes concern for me because I think Ken Starr gave Clinton a pass. You know, there were all these crimes, all this racketeering that was going on in Arkansas and elsewhere. Didn't go after that. Didn't go after the sexual assault. Didn't go after the rape charges. Instead, made a big deal about the fact that he lied about a consensual relationship with an intern. And of course, Ken Starr went on to defend Epstein and his pedophile planes and flights, his Lolita flights and his Lolita islands. That's what Ken Starr did next. And then he defended the sexual assault of his football players at Baylor. And so this guy was with Ken Starr. So I'm not really too happy about that. Finally, they got him. The Democrats didn't like because he was involved with that. Maybe President Trump should think about somebody, and some of the people on this list did clerk for Clarence Thomas or clerked for Scalia. I would rather see him pick somebody who clerked for them rather than somebody who clerked for Kennedy and worked with Ken Starr. Seriously. All right, we'll be right back today tonight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, let's take a look at the political fight that is shaping up, because now this has become the new battleground between left and right as we move towards a civil war. President Trump has said that this appointment to the Supreme Court makes control of the Senate vital for Republicans. He was speaking last night in a rally in North Dakota. He was there again because there's a very important Senate election that is there. He said Justice Kennedy's retirement makes the issue of Senate control one of the vital issues of our time, the most important thing we can do. and he was there to campaign for Republican Representative Kevin Cramer, who is challenging Democrat Senator Heidi Heitkamp in one of the GOP's top opportunities to pick up a Senate seat. North Dakota is one of the 10 states where we have Democrat incumbents up for reelection and that were won by President Trump in 2016. So there's 10 states that were won by President Trump in the election 2016 where there are Democrat seats up for play. And in North Dakota, where Heidi Heitkamp is and where President Trump was campaigning yesterday, President Trump won by 36 points in North Dakota. So that's why he was there campaigning for it and talking about the importance of the Senate. He told the crowd there that if they win, they are going to impeach him. So that's on the one hand, the Republicans, he's saying he's making a very good case here, and the Democrats are making this case for him, and you're going to hear this in just a second. They're making the case that if you vote for the Democrat, you are going to get a liberal Supreme Court, and you are going to get President Trump impeached. That's your choice. That's really what's going to be on the plate on this election. That's why I think this midterm election is going to be like no other that we have seen before. I think both sides are going to be energized in this. He told the crowd a vote for Heitkamp or for any other Democrat in the state is essentially a vote for impeachment pushing Representative Maxine Waters. Yeah, the vote for Maxine. But also Kamala Harris was on television last night. She went on Hardball with Chris Matthews, and she was confirming what President Trump was saying. She's saying that they're going to have to save the Constitution and shut down President Trump's pick for Supreme Court. Last night, Senator Kamala Harris of California said they're ready to play hardball. She said, we're looking at a destruction of the Constitution of the United States. No, you're not. Based on all the folks he's been appointing thus far for lifetime appointments. He's been appointing ideologues. Well, they want to appoint their ideologue. So, you know, which one aligns with what you want to do? I mean, that's the division that we've got here. I spent the first hour saying why that shouldn't be the case. But the Democrats don't want the Constitution. They don't even believe that the written Constitution means anything. Of course, neither do the establishment Republicans for the most part. That's the problem we have. That's why we've got to take our freedom back at the local level, state level, local level, so forth. She said so, but this is the case that she's making. So this has to be one we've got to all understand. This has to be one of the most serious fights we have yet to have had with this president, and we cannot relent. So let's fight him over this, she says. Let's make this the issue. You make this the issue, you are going to lose. Got an ex-Clinton aide, ex-Clinton advisor, blasted her on her miserable outreach to evangelicals. What do you think when she's calling us deplorables? We knew where she was on abortion. There's no way she's going to reach out to evangelicals. It was a done deal. And now Kamala Harris is throwing down the gauntlet saying, this is war. She said, based on every conversation I've had with my colleagues this afternoon, everybody is prepared to play hardball. She said that last night. When asked if the process could be delayed until after the election, she said that unlike Merrick Garland, where they had 8 months left in that term, she said there's now only 4 months before an election. We're 4 months away from an election. One-third of the U.S. Senate is up for election, she said. So we should wait. That's the line that is coming out of the Democrat Party, coming from Harris, coming from Schumer, and so forth. Let's understand the difference here, however. That election that they were 8 months away from was not only for the Senate, and it was probably, again, about a third of the Senate that was up for election, but it was not only for the majority of the Senate that was in play in that election, but it was also for the president who would appoint somebody to the Supreme Court. So there was a reason to wait for that. And that's one of the reasons why Hillary Clinton lost, was because people didn't want her Supreme Court picks. And that is a very different situation between the Merrick Garland pick of President Obama, and you had Mitch McConnell say, well, we've got the majority of the Senate, and we're not going to bring that up until after the election. So the problem is that the Senate, that the president can pick, but it's going to be the Senate who's going to have the final word on it, when they're going to vote and who they're going to vote for. She went on to say, this is not like Gorsuch, where Gorsuch was about one conservative replacing another conservative. We fought on that one. I voted against him, but he's there. He replaced Scalia. This is about a swing vote. This is a different seat, and everything lays in the balance. You see that? Ideologies now have seats. There is a conservative seat on the Supreme Court. There is a liberal seat on the Supreme Court. There is a swing seat on the Supreme Court. And then, of course, we've also got our identity politics seats. We've got female seats, and we've got Hispanic seats, and we've got black seats, and so forth. This should not be the case. These people should be impartial referees, not avatars for your political agenda that you don't even get to vote on directly. That's the brokenness of the system. It's pathetic, quite frankly. We're going to take the system we've got, and we're going to fight with it. Mitch McConnell is saying that, and I got a quote from him in a second, but here's another Democrat, besides Schumer, besides Harris, and so forth. This is Senator Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island, a Democrat, said the Supreme Court retirement of Kennedy is so close to the midterms that they should demand the same standard that they had in replacing Scalia. Here's Chris Matthews saying that it is time for vengeance if the Democrats don't throw down the gauntlet and fight on this till the death. Here's Chris Matthews.
Stop this until next year when we have a new Senate. We don't know whether next year's Senate will be Republican or Democratic dominated. But to give this to the Republicans when they control this Senate, basically 51 or 50 to 49, really, with John McCain perhaps not voting again, to give them this last chance to pack the court 5-4 again, hard conservative. I say this, the base will attack the leadership for this if they allow it to happen, and they should, because this is time for vengeance for what happened 2 years ago. And if they don't wreak the vengeance now with 4.5 months to go before the election, they will not look very strong to their base. And I think they'll be under attack, and you'll see more Joe Crowleys go down.
Yeah. And you're going to see the Democrat Party lurching hard to the left. Is that going to help them? See them electing more Bernie Sanders types of people. But here's Mitch McConnell. This is the guy who's going to have the say so on this, not Chris Matthews. And Mitch McConnell had this to say.
As Justice Kennedy concludes his tenure on the court, we wish him, his wife Mary, and their family every happiness in the years ahead. The Senate stands ready to fulfill its constitutional role by offering advice and consent on President Trump's nominee to fill this vacancy. We will vote to confirm Justice Kennedy's successor this fall.
There you go. That's it. We will vote this fall.
Senators will have the opportunity to meet with President Trump's nominee, examine his or her qualifications, and debate the nomination.
Yeah, you're going to have a chance to meet him. You're going to have a chance to debate the nomination. Let's hold it right there because we've got to go to a break here in a couple of seconds. You're going to have a chance to meet him. You're going to have a chance to talk about it. And we're going to talk about what some of these people say. You know, there's a lot of rhinos, too. We've got Susan Collins, who is a rhino, although she is a Republican, Republican in name only. One of the things she's out there saying is, well, I think that we need to go with somebody who goes with precedence. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to take a look at the whoever President Trump puts up there. You know, we've seen this happen. We've seen this happen with Bork, Judge Bork, where they wouldn't go with Reagan's appointment on that. That might happen even with Republicans. But they are going to have a vote. They are going to have somebody that's put up there. They're not going to wait until after the election. This is not a presidential election. And there was a presidency and the Senate that was up when they waited to replace Scalia. We'll be right back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Craig-Lanon product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Craig-Lanon base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, we're going to get into some of the creepy surveillance tech that is coming out here. You know, The motto of Google is don't be evil. Well, I think they're being evil. I think they're being evil. I think Facebook is being evil. I think the government is being evil. And we're going to talk about that surveillance, which, of course, Justice Kennedy and others didn't really have a problem with. As long as it was done in the name of the war on drugs or the war on terror or the maybe coming up soon, the war at the border. You know, they'll come up with some reason to excuse that. We're going to take a look, though, at the real issue that I think is really going to change things, and that is abortion. That's what they're talking about now. We're going to break down how a conservative justice might change things in the Supreme Court. That has been the basis of the way a lot of people voted for presidential election, knowing that so many of these things are decided by the Supreme Court. Keep hearing, it is the law of the land, it cannot be changed. Well, you know what? We've had a lot of laws, quote-unquote, or decisions that were changed from the Supreme Court. Before we get to that, I just want to remind you of the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program, and we've got several specials up right now. We have Alexa Pure products, the air filters, as well as the water filters. You know, you try to seal up your home as we're coming into the hot summer. You try to seal up your home to try to make it cool. Well, that means that if you've got carpet or furniture or other things that are outgassing harmful chemicals, they accumulate. Or if you got radon in your home, you need to try to have something that's going to clean the air, that's going to filter those types of things out of the air. Also filter out odors from kitchens and so forth. And it's silent, looks very nice, works great. It's the Alexa Pure Air Filter. You can get that and all of the water purifiers that we have, the gravity feed water filters that we have 25% off. Of course, those water filters are going to take out things like fluoride or glyphosate. If you're not on a city supply, but you're out in the rural area, glyphosate is something you need to be very concerned about. A lot of different things. Every time we see something that comes out as an environmental threat, I typically look it up on these filters, and usually it is there. And they're taking out 99% of it. They're very effective water filters. So you can get those 25% off. Also, all of our Super Blue line are two different flavors of toothpaste, as well as our mouthwash and our hand and oral washes. Those are all 50% off. The Super Blue line at InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, we have our new product, our heart healthy supplement, ExtendoWise. It's a new product, and it is now 35% off as part of an introductory offer. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what keeps us on air. That's what keeps us free and independent. All right, let's take a look at the issue that I think is really going to be at the forefront here, and that is abortion. As they pointed out on Breitbart, abortion advocates are some of the ones who are really panicking over this. They said they got a taste of what's in store for them this week when the Supreme Court shut down the gag orders that were put on pro-life clinics, crisis pregnancy clinics in California. They tried to shut down their free speech, to try to give people, make sure that women who are going for health care, which is what Planned Parenthood always says they're about, well, you're going to go for health care, you should have information, shouldn't you? It should be based on informed consent, shouldn't it? Oh, no, don't tell them that, said California. So they shut that down. Just as we see in the case about compulsory union dues, you got Elena Kagan saying they're weaponizing free speech. Yeah, well, they weaponize free speech in the case of abortion as well. Not only in the coercion of people to contribute money to Democrat unions, unions that are politically Democrat, they also weaponize free speech when it comes to abortion. People can tell you what is going on. They shut that down. So that's a taste of what is coming, they said. And you've got the president of Concerned Women for America, a conservative group, said this is the moment that conservative women have been waiting for, the chance to return justice and constitutional limits to the nation's highest court. This is the reason why they voted overwhelmingly for President Trump over Hillary Clinton. This is why, she said, 81% of evangelical women voted for President Trump. He was clear from the beginning on the credentials and the judicial philosophy that he would require of any of his appointees to both the higher and lower courts, and he has delivered on that promise like no other president in history. And you have Bob Vanderplatz, president and CEO of the conservative group Family Leader, said this is a chance to overrule the controversial case that has established abortion as, quote-unquote, the law of the land. And let me just remind you, as we look at this, you know, Rachel Maddow, we got her comments here and so forth. Let me just remind you, as these people are wringing their hands, this is not something that they say, well, we had this thing in for 40 years or whatever. 47 years for Roe v. Wade. It was a 40-year decision that you were forced to pay union dues, even if you didn't want to be a part of that union, even if you didn't like the fact that the union was using your dues money to support Democrat candidates and you didn't agree with those candidates politically, they were still going to force you. That was 40 years they did that. And, you know, now we've had, you know, about 45 years of had Roe v. Wade or something. What was it, 1973 or something that they put that in? But we had a long-term decision on returning slaves to their masters if they were freed. Remember that? The Dred Scott decision. We had the situation I talked about earlier, the Cherokee Nation. We had the Supreme Court first say that they were going to put do things to the Cherokees that I don't agree with, and then they reversed that within 1 year. They reversed themselves, that same court. We've had a situation where, and listen to this, all of you in Hollywood, I've talked about this before as well. the case against the film director who produced Spirit of 76. He did a movie about the 1776 revolution. We're coming right up to 4th of July. This is the guy who did the sets and the photography and everything for Birth of a Nation. We thought, well, you know, that part of the movie was really good. I mean, they really reproduced the scenes of the surrender at Appomattox, the assassination of Lincoln and Ford Theater. I mean, it looked like the pictures that you would see taken, the still pictures that they had there, the photographs that they had at the time, but they were moving. I mean, it was absolutely uncanny how realistic that was. So you thought, hey, I did a pretty good job of that. I'm going to do one myself, not with D.W. Griffith. I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to do it about the Revolutionary War. Well, Woodrow Wilson wanted to go to war with Germany. He wanted to be on the side of Great Britain, and Great Britain, of course, were the villains in the 1776 movie. So the Woodrow Wilson administration told him, you're going to have to cut that out, certain scenes when you do this in Chicago. And he did, but he didn't like that. And so when he put it in LA, he put those scenes back in. They threw him in jail and they gave him a massive fine. And the Supreme Court said, there is no First Amendment for movies, Hollywood. The Supreme Court, hear that, said there's no First Amendment for movies. And that Supreme Court decision stood for about 30 years until the 1950s. That's when they decided that yes, movies should have First Amendment protection as well. So the Supreme Court has an opinion. Let's see them enforce it. It's not always right. But you got CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin wringing his hands about Roe v. Wade. Here's what he had to say last night on CNN. Right away, about 40 minutes it took him to get on there and say, abortion's going to be gone. Here's what he had to say.
He was the vote that was keeping Roe v. Wade the law of the land. That is done. Roe v. Wade is going to be overturned. There is no doubt that the top priority of the people advising President Bush, President Trump, in making this nomination is to pick someone who will vote to overturn Roe v. Wade. The states know this. They will start passing right now bills banning abortion altogether. And I guarantee you, in the next year, the Supreme Court will have cases which will challenge Roe v. Wade. And I think it is doomed. Abortion will be illegal in a significant chunk of this country in 18 months.
As a matter of fact, he's saying you're going to see about 20 states, he thinks, pass laws banning abortion outright. That's the way it should be. The states should be deciding this issue. The states should decide what marriage is, if the government is involved whatsoever. I think some of the states would have taken the enlightened view that we don't define marriage in the government. We will let marriage be defined by the people, however they want to define it. We're not going to impose that definition on them. But the states will come in with abortion regulations and safety regulations like we did here in Texas. And that is none of the business of the federal government. The states have the reserved powers to do that. The federal government, the Supreme Court, does not. They have interfered in that. And that is one of the things that we're going to see happen. And of course, he was saying that. Rachel Maddow was wringing her hand saying that. You've got Susan Collins saying, I view Roe v. Wade as being settled law. Yeah, there is no such thing as settled law. Like I said, Dred Scott was also a settled law. And here's the way I think it's going to break down. I don't think he's too far off from that. There's 14 states that may come up with regulations that say abortion is banned or we're going to regulate it in some way or the other. And some of them, like Louisiana, Mississippi, North Dakota, South Dakota, already have laws that automatically ban abortion if the decision, as they reported in Politico, they say if the federal law is struck down. The Supreme Court does not make law. They have decisions. There are 8 states, however, that already have laws on the book that preserve a woman's ability to get an abortion in the event that Roe v. Wade is overturned. It should be determined by the voters in the states, not by unelected judges.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber, and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half.
We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1775 worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're done with the Supreme Court. I know we've talked a lot about it, and it's what everybody is talking about. And it is the battlefield right now of this civil war that we have, this political civil war for the time being. But I want to move on now to some other stories. We've got some interesting updates on our criminal government. As a matter of fact, we had Peter Strzok testify before two House committees yesterday, closed hearings. President Trump is very angry about that. He says it should be transparent and open to the public, and it should be. And he has the ability, and he has already done it once, and he should do it again, and he most likely will, declassify this stuff that doesn't expose any methods, that doesn't put any people at risk, but they classify it top secret to protect themselves. This is all about politics in Washington, how corrupt that is. We're also going to talk about the surveillance state and the many ways that it is manifesting itself, as well as what's going on with North Korea. We've got a couple of interesting updates with North Korea, one of them very troubling. You know, Joel Skousen was on earlier this week. Every time I've talked to him, he is relentless in saying you cannot trust these guys. And I think we've got some information that shows that they cannot be trusted yet again. We've seen it with the father of Kim Jong-un. We've seen it with the grandfather of Kim Jong-un. And now, according to the Wall Street Journal, looks like we may be seeing this again. You know, Joel Skousen reminds me of the dad in Blast from the Past. I don't know if you know that film. It's one of my favorite films. Conspiracy theory minded dad who believes that nuclear war is coming, so he prepares this elaborate bunker for the family. It doesn't come, but they have a plane crash real close to it, and they think that that was the big one, the big bomb, and they're sealed inside for many decades. They come out anyway. It turns out that yeah, of course there hadn't been a nuclear war back in the 1950s, but even as they come out at the end of the film, they tell him, yeah, the Soviet Union has fallen, and he goes, oh yeah, right. You see him pacing off in his backyard where he's going to build the next bomb shelter. That's Joel Skousen. I like that. And that's the way he is with North Korea. So we're going to talk about that, and we got Larry Pratt coming up at the bottom of the hour. But right now, the time we got left, I see this article here from USA Today. Blacks face a longer wait time on Uber and Lyft than do other races. And it's worse for taxis, says the study. You know, I talked about this when I talked about the competition between taxis and between Uber and Lyft. And I talked about the fact that we had a thriving black entrepreneurial community called the Jitney Cabs that came into existence because they would call for the taxi companies to come into their neighborhoods. And they said, no, we don't want to go pick you up. It's too dangerous. We don't want to go in there. So it's like, well, what are we going to do? So some enterprising people who lived there said, I will take you places where you want to go. So they started just, you know, it's like free enterprise. Oh, you can't have free enterprise. Back in the day when you just had taxis, they were the ones who were responsible in the first place for making these taxi medallions so expensive. They wanted to keep out competition. And so as we see over and over again, just like we're starting to see it now again with Big Weed coming up, saying, we want you to put in a lot of fees and we want you to inspect everybody and we want you to regulate this and only let a couple of dozen people grow and provide marijuana for medical use and so forth in this state. We want to be the ones who keep all these other riffraff out of here. Well, that's what they did with the taxi business. And so these guys are paying $1 million for their taxi medallions and so forth. They wanted that. We had some people, still some individual entrepreneurs who came in, they saved up or they went into debt for these taxi medallions. Now they're committing suicide because the government gave Uber and Lyft an unfair advantage to say you don't have to go through the taxi medallion taxes. You don't have to have your vehicles inspected like the taxis do. You know, they imposed all these regulations to keep the jitney people out. And now they're lifting them away so that Uber and Lyft or Ford and GM or Volvo or whoever it is going to run these robo-taxis so they can track and tax us everywhere so they can get in. What's up with that? Why would they do that? You have to understand what their long game is. Their long game is the UN 2030 agenda. Smart cities, 5G, and civil war by 2030. It'll be finished by then. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, as we look at the actions that were taken, I had yesterday, one of the things that has been swamped by the Supreme Court announcements that came out, first the setback for the Democrat Party and one of their major financial sponsors, the unions, who collect money for the Democrats at the point of a gun. 5 million people have to join the union and pay dues, even if they don't agree with how they spend their money politically. The Supreme Court overthrew that yesterday. And then right on the heels of that, we see that Justice Kennedy is leaving and President Trump is going to be able to appoint somebody who is conservative. They're freaking out over that. As that was happening, we had Peter Strzok talking to two House committees behind closed doors, and he is telling them, oh, these anti-Trump text messages that you had, they were, quote, just an intimate conversation between intimate friends. Between he and his lawyer mistress. Yeah, this is a guy who makes very bad life decisions here. If you're going to have a mistress, you probably don't want her to be a lawyer at the very least. There's two bad ones right there back to back. But anyway, Sheila Jackson Lee was there. And as Zero Hedge points out, she gladly accepted his answer. Oh, it's just an intimate conversation between friends and so forth. But Mark Meadows wasn't having it. He said, none of my concerns about political bias have been alleviated based on what I've heard so far. If you have an intimate personal conversation between two people that normally would show the intent more so than perhaps something that would be said out in public. But Freedom Caucus member Ron DeSantis said it was a total waste of time. Strzok was full of it and he kept hiding behind the classified information excuse. Yes, if I told you members of the House Intelligence Committee who have been given security clearance to oversee the most sensitive issues, if I told you, I would have to kill you, essentially, right? Oh, it's classified. Congressman, I can't tell you. It's classified. But we're the House Intelligence Committee. Nothing is supposed to be classified. Oh, yes, everything is hidden from you by the deep state. This is the dodge that they always give everybody. Oh, everything is classified. What a bunch of nonsense. They're just covering up for themselves. And that is a corrupt state of affairs, if ever I've seen one. The fact that they can say that the congressmen who have been vetted for this are not allowed to know. That's basically saying, we're the government and you're not. We operate on a higher plane than you do. And, of course, a lot of this stuff, they cover up everything for national security, as they tell the House Intelligence Committee, you're not allowed to know. They don't care if Hillary Clinton violates national security at the highest possible level, the highest possible level. She and President Trump, President Obama, Hillary Clinton and President Obama were texting each other sending emails, not text. They were sending emails over Hillary Clinton's personal email account when she was in a foreign country, exposing our highest national security secrets between the two of them, the president and the secretary of state, exposing that to foreign actors. Comey knew that. And he redacted it once just to say, oh, I shouldn't say President Obama. That's going to get me in trouble with these people. Let me just say it was a top senior government official. Oh, let's not even say that she did that. That's how he covered up for Obama and for Hillary Clinton. That's the corruption that we see there. And while we're talking about Comey, I just want to go back about the story that I talked about the other day that was on the Hill. It was John Solomon who talked about the fact that it was James Comey who stopped the immunity deal that was being worked out with Julian Assange as he's being kept hostage in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Again, he is a journalist. What he has done is no different than what the Washington Post and the New York Times did with the Pentagon Papers. And the people on the left just did a movie celebrating that. And I'm fine with that. I think they should do a movie celebrating that. But again, the double standard is absolutely amazing. The hypocrisy here. You know, lock up Julian Assange, but let's celebrate the Washington Post and Katherine Graham and Bradley and so forth, because they stood up to the American government. They didn't steal the documents. Neither did WikiLeaks. They published what whistleblowers had given them. You know, the guy that was going to go to jail did not go to jail in that case, but the person who gave them the papers was the one who was liable to go to jail, but not the newspaper that published it. That is a very important principle that we have here, and that's what's in view here. Now, the way that's, and I talked about this the other day, but I want to go into it in a little bit more detail to show you what Comey did and to show you how close they were to getting Julian Assange out. This was back in January of 2017. There was an American attorney, Waters. He was contacted by Assange's legal team, and this is a guy who had been involved with the Clinton administration. He was with the Clinton Justice Department. I'm sorry, not Waters, but another guy, Adam Waldman, was with the Clinton Justice Department. So he's working with this lawyer who acted as a go-between. And so the people involved here are Comey, Mark Warner, the Democrat senator from Virginia, vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, the Department of Justice official Bruce Orr, Julian Assange, and so forth. And so they were going back and forth. They're working out an immunity deal. And they were talking to Julian Assange. They said, yeah, we understand that you are a journalist. Now, one of the reasons that they were doing this was because they knew that Julian Assange had a massive cache of classified CIA documents, not just the DNC stuff that had been revealed. Now, what was this stuff? Well, this was the Vault 7 stuff that eventually did come to light. And the reason it came to light was because of James Comey. So James Comey kept Julian Assange in jail, essentially, in this embassy. And what he was talking to them about, he said, if you give me immunity and safe passage to leave this embassy, then I'm going to help you to mitigate your risk. I can help you because you guys have been totally pwned by hackers. The CIA had been hacked to the nth degree. So had the NSA. So had the Pentagon, all their personnel files and so forth. Hey, he said, I can help you guys to mitigate some of these risks. And so they were interested in talking to him. They recognized, they said, David Loftman, a former federal prosecutor, then director of the Department of Justice's counterintelligence and Exports Controls section, says, yeah, we understand you're a publisher, and maybe you can help us, and maybe we can help you. Maybe we can show you how hostile foreign powers might be infiltrating or harming the WikiLeaks staff. I don't think they need help. I think the CIA, the NSA, the Department of Justice, the Pentagon, I think they need help more so with hackers. And what it ultimately resulted in was an informal offer that they referred to as Queen for a Day, where he would get out of London and he would help them with some of this stuff and tell them what he knew. Now, what happened was you had Comey come in and talk to Warner. As Assange was offering to provide technical evidence, says The Hill, and this is Solomon writing on The Hill, as Assange was offering to provide technical evidence and discussion regarding who did not engage in the DNC releases. In other words, like, oh, you guys are confused. I think you believe still that it's the Russians. I can show you that it wasn't the Russians. And, oh, by the way, we've got the CIA documents, Vault 7, that show that the CIA or the deep state could masquerade as Russians or as North Koreans or as Chinese or as Syrians or as anybody that they want to look like. They can mask this. We know that. And we can let that out if you want. And so Comey didn't want that to get out. And so he scotched the deal. And that's when it got out. So he's not only crooked, he's stupid. And so what happened was they had an intervention by James Comey. He shut this deal down. Senator Warner contacted one of these lawyers, Waldman, said, after consulting with Comey, you're going to have to stand down. He told me he had just talked with Comey and that while the government was appreciative of my efforts and my instructions were to stand down to end the discussions with Assange. And the rest of this is history and public knowledge. Now, we've all seen the Vault 7 stuff and the people who stole it released the actual code out there. But now everybody can do the kind of stuff that the CIA was doing. And one of the interesting things about it was they said, you violated our copyright. So how do you classify something as top secret if you've got a copyright on it? We'll be right back. I'm David Nutt.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email. So there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm ready for
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, and you can find them at gunowners.org. I want to talk to Larry about some of the things that we're seeing being offered as sacrificial lambs to the gun grabbers on the left. Some things like bump stock regulation or the red flag. I think it's aptly named. It should be a red flag to you if you understand the way that this is being used in various places. So we're going to talk to him about some of those things as well as what's on the horizon for Supreme Court? Can we now rest peacefully because President Trump's going to put a conservative in there, so we don't have to worry about that, and we just go back to sleep? I don't think so, and I don't think Larry Pratt does either. Joining us now, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Pratt.
Well, sir, it's good to be with you. Thanks for having me with you.
Well, thank you for coming on. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about was the communique that you put out to your members about bump stocks and the danger of this. This is a gimmick. It's a toy, essentially. But the way this is being regulated, and a lot of Republicans are just laying down and supinely offering this as a, oh, let's just give them this, because it's nothing in and of itself that's important, but it establishes a very new principle of regulation, doesn't it?
It's a very serious matter. First of all, it is a Second Amendment accessory. And the language of the Second Amendment is pretty clear. It says that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And I think banning something that is an accessory to usually a rifle, that is an infringement.
That's right. It's a fringe gimmick, and they're trying to take it away. It's an infringement. They gradually move the fence onto your property, you know, a few inches at a time. And if you let that set there, that becomes their property. And that's the way they do it. They do it incrementally. They do it around the edges.
That's a very good way to put it. It becomes the new boundary. Mm-hmm. And of course, the old way of putting that during the communist days was, they would be of a mind that everything that they have is theirs, and everything you have is negotiable. And we're seeing that same philosophy of action being used on conservatives and gun owners now. And I think we need to recognize what is happening. And the proper answer to, well, we need to ban bump stocks is, no, we need to get rid of federal gun control laws, which have been unconstitutionally on the books. The first one was actually in 1903. When a major attack at the militia was made, nationalizing, federalizing by congressional edict, the militia of the states. And it's been downhill since then. Not all at once, obviously. That's your point. That's a good point.
You were talking about Supreme Court today. You know, there's that Supreme Court decision about the sawed-off shotgun. The guy died before the case made it to the Supreme Court, but they went ahead and held the trial anyway, even though there wasn't anybody to argue the other side, saying that a sawed-off shotgun was not a military weapon, even though it had been used in the Civil War just a couple of decades earlier. It had been used by a lot of innovative cavalrymen. They said, hey, you know what? Sawed-off shotgun is going to work a lot better than swinging a saber when we cut through the lines. And they were using sawed-off shotguns as military weapons. I think they were probably carried during World War I as well.
No doubt they were, because of the horrible nature of the way they fought warfare. But it was very much up close and personal. And that sawed-off shotgun is something that would be extremely effective in that kind of situation. So, yes, we're talking about a slicing away of the Second Amendment. And it was very disappointing that the Trump administration would agree to that as part of an omnibus spending bill. That puppy got put in there, and that should never have happened. It would have been infinitely preferable for the president to have called the Democrats' bluff and to say, look, I'm not signing this spending bill, and if it means you want to shut down the government for however long, you go right ahead and do it. Because outside of the Beltway in the United States, nobody will notice that the federal government has been shut down. Do you notice it on Saturday and Sunday? Do you notice that on holidays? Believe me, the Social Security checks and the other entitlement checks are all written by machines. They write as long as there's electricity and there's plenty of backup power here in the District of Columbia. Those checks are going to go out, and the people that are depending on those are going to get them as if nothing happened, because nothing really major will have happened.
They'll shut down a few parks or something like that. And as President Trump said afterwards, he said, I shouldn't have done it. I'm not ever going to do that again. He should have called their bluff. They would have been blamed for it. They blamed the Republicans when they shut it down because they said they weren't going to approve that budget. Let's get back briefly to bump stocks.
The president was saying, I will sign it. And if the Democrats had said, well, we're not going to give it to you anyway, it would be clearly their problem.
That's right. Let's go back to the bump stock thing, because besides being an infringement of basic rights, and besides this whole pattern of legislation and Supreme Court decisions that we've seen over a long period of time that gradually changes a fundamental human right that we all possess as creatures of God, or natural rights, if you will, besides changing these rights into government-granted privileges and slicing them away around the edges and so forth, talk to us about how bump stocks allow the ATF to come in and regulate guns in a way that was never done before. Because, as you point out, this is an accessory. And, of course, you know, they would regulate things like the part that is essential, the firing mechanism, but they would not regulate the accessories that were attached to it. And this is an accessory. So this is the first time they've had actually an accessory that's there, not just like a, you know, lower third to the thing.
Well, the language of the unconstitutional machine gun legislation, it's been on the books since the 30s, talks about a single function of the trigger. That means that if you pull the trigger once and keep it down, that means that it will just keep firing until it either runs out of bullets or you move your finger off the trigger. What the
fully automatic.
And that would be fully automatic. Mm-hmm. There are firearms that have a selector switch so that you can go between one shot per one pull of the trigger and the full auto. And in between typically is a three-round burst. Pull the trigger and three rounds go out, whether you release the trigger or not. So what they've done is to make it so that the language they've used in this unconstitutional legislation that the president signed means that I've done this, so I know what I'm talking about. With very little practice, one can, with a semi-automatic firearm, particularly a rifle where you can hold the other end and then your finger on the trigger, if you're right-handed as I am, you find that little sweet spot. And the firearm keeps bouncing off your finger, and it keeps firing because your finger in that fixed mode enables the firearm to keep firing as it bounces off your finger. So my finger can become one of these accessories. Now, are we going That's to right. ban fingers? We're going to run around stubby with no fingers anymore?
Yeah, exactly. All right, and as some people pointed out, you know, you can facilitate that a little bit by tying it to your belt loop. So maybe we ban belts. Everybody has to have suspenders. Oh, wait a minute. You could do it with a suspender as well. That's the whole issue. But, of course, the definition that you gave people between a fully automatic weapon and a semi-automatic weapon, that's lost on the left. They talk about assault weapons, this nebulous thing that scares them. We'll be right back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the pregnenolone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
tonight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, and you can find them at gunowners.org. Always appreciate Larry because he does not compromise in any way, shape, or form on the Second Amendment, never compromised on the regulations that happened where they started doing background checks and so forth that Sheriff Mack challenged all the way to the Supreme Court and eventually overthrew. That was something that we have to be concerned about, because the NRA and some Republicans will compromise from time to time on your God-given rights, and they will turn them into privileges. That's what we're talking about with the bump stock regulation, the fact that they would come in and start messing with the definition of fully automatic and semi-automatic, which I understand is lost on many people in the public. Certainly it's lost on the people of the left who simply talk about assault rifles as to what does that mean? Well, it's got scary stuff attached to it. And, you know, it scares me. It's an assault whenever I see your weapon. I'm assaulted. So they don't want us to have any guns, and they were playing with this. They understand the difference between, the legislators understand the difference between this stuff, and they were working with this. But I want to talk to you now, Larry, about red flag regulation, because these kind of red flag laws that we're seeing popping up in Florida and many other places, this is another sacrifice to the leftist gun grabbers. Being done by Republicans everywhere. Talk to us about some of these abuses with red flag gun laws.
Well, the term red flag is an attempt to put lipstick on a pig. The
aptly
red flag.
Too.
Yeah, well, if the red flag had a hammer and sickle on it, it might be easier to understand what kind of flag they're waving. But these are actually confiscation orders. And that's why they wanted to use a term like red flag, this is what excites the bull or something of that sort. These are efforts to get around the Fourth Amendment, which protects our persons and our properties, unless somebody actually has a search warrant with a specific time and place for the search to be conducted. And
what's driving all this is the concern, and a legitimate concern, that there are crazy, violent people out there that are making threats. We got to stop them before they do something, and then we'll do the due process later if we ever get around to it. You know, that's what we heard President Trump say. He didn't say if we ever get around to it, but that's essentially implied. The problem is we all want to see these people stopped, but we want to see due process done. And I think that's the big problem. And so what they're doing is they're not giving people due process, and it's very easy to identify or to flag somebody as dangerous. And skip the due process.
Skip the due process. And if you really are in a dangerous situation and you're being threatened, such as when a dirtbag comes into a school and starts shooting unarmed adults and students, that's a pretty dire moment. And all kinds of due process are being violated there. All kinds of laws are being violated there. But the serious issue that hardly ever gets mentioned in such a scenario is, why is it that everybody who might have had a gun, had they chosen to have a gun at that location, unable to have one legally? Well, it's because we have gun-free zone laws. And that's where 98% of our mass murders in America have occurred since the 1950s. Dirtbags look for spots where, even if they're not planning to emerge alive, they're looking for locations that give them maximum time to kill as many people as possible before the cops get there, after they've assured themselves that this is a gun-free zone. We even have a couple of diaries, if you will, Facebook postings and the like, of dirtbags that have assaulted one place and another. And one of them, two of them, actually mentioned that they had cased a mall and they found an armed security guard, so they went on to look elsewhere for a softer target than even that. And we've, right, by law, given these dirtbags soft targets galore. Every place where our children are gathered between 9 and 3 or 9 and 4, that's the soft target. We even have guards in our banks. So apparently we value our money more than we do our children.
Well, as we see with the border, The Democrats constantly want to show us children in danger. And that they use that in order to further their agenda, whether their agenda, their unstated agenda is open borders or their unstated agenda is gun control. They still want to use children in danger, and they want to avoid any actions that would stop those children from being in danger, because those children being in danger is what motivates people to follow their agenda. And so that's what's happening at the schools. Before we leave the red flag, before we talk about how we can take back our rights and not have to depend on the Supreme Court to do this, you know, we look at the red flag thing here, Larry. I just want to get your comment on this. I think it's another example of people focusing on a tool of destruction rather than on the person. The red flag shouldn't be about the gun. The red flag should be about the person. And if the person is dangerous, then they ought to be locked up instead of the gun locked up. They ought to be taken out of circulation and given a speedy due process to determine whether or not they really are dangerous. I mean, we've seen this happen over and over again where the justice system or the law enforcement system gives these dangerous people a pass, but they can get a car, they can get a bomb, they can get a knife, they can get acid. We've seen this in Europe. We've seen it in America. Yes. They can use any kind of tool. It doesn't have to be a gun. If they're dangerous, the person should be red flagged. The person should be locked up. The person should be given quick due process and not just focus on guns.
And there are many enough situations where there are some kind of advance warning and where they've been on an opioid, and either they were at the time of the attack or they were coming off a dependency on that drug. That's a fairly highly correlated factor in these mass murders.
But or SSRIs, the one
that is always associated, almost always, is that they end up attacking in a gun-free zone. And it's just simply our bad that we leave our children undefended, even while we defend banks and office buildings and, you know, try to get into a federal building without going through a magnetometer.
So we look at that. How did we in Texas defend people? We ignored the federal prohibitions against having armed teachers. We nullified that overreaching law that was put in by Joe Biden and George H.W. Bush. I think it's important, Larry, you know, we're looking at the Supreme Court situation. We understand it's great to have a Supreme Court justice who's going to defend the Second Amendment, because then we know we're not going to be under attack from that particular direction and everything, but we're not going to get our liberties given back to us. I think we're going to have to take them at the local and the state level. Don't you agree?
Well, that's, as you've mentioned already, that's precisely what has happened. Utah was probably the first state to say to gun-free zones, no way, that's nuts. And for well over a decade now, they've been out from under that. They found a way to go through threading needles, dotting I's, and whatever, so that they could get out from under the imposition of a gun-free zone. And by the way, they haven't had one of these horrible tragedies occur in Utah, because the teacher, the principal, a visiting mailman, whatever, they all could be and very well might be carrying guns. My favorite example of how this works pretty well is Liberty University here in Virginia, where they make it very clear that students who are able to have a concealed carry permit are most welcome to bring not only their permit, but their firearm, even in the dormitories. And gee, it just doesn't seem to lead to the kinds of horrible situations that we're told will result if we allow self-defense to actually be a reality. There's something of mindset of the liberal, whether it's foreign policy or domestic, they don't believe in self-defense.
That's right. We're talking to Larry Pratt, and again, if you want to find out more about Gun Owners of America, you can go to gunowners.org. Thank you so much for joining us. Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Run so far away. Cloud appears above your head, a beam of light comes shining down on you. So I ran so far away. Well, you're not going to be able to get away from surveillance. I've had a couple of articles come out the last couple of days about China's robotic spy birds. Now, the professor, who, interestingly enough, this is a guy who's been decorated by the People's Liberation Army. Let's put that liberation part there in quotes. I don't think they've been liberated. I think they've been enslaved. But nevertheless, he is a former scientist on their J-20 stealth jet program. He is now been affiliated with Northwestern Polytechnic University. So it's this global exchange of tyranny. You know, China is the beta test site for the surveillance state. And as we look at this, and we look at the, it's a very interesting technological achievement with this, but we should be concerned about this. They call it the Dove program. I think they ought to call it the seagull program. That's why I came up, flock of seagulls. You know, seagulls are annoying. I find it annoying when I'm being spied on by these devices. And what they have, each bird, quote-unquote bird, is fitted with an HD camera, a GPS antenna, flight control system, data link to communicate with satellites. And they have a flapping mechanism, a pair of crank rockers that are connected to an electric motor while the wings are able to slightly deform when moving up and down, providing both lift and thrust. So it looks like a bird. It looks like a flock of seagulls out there. You know, more like the theme song from Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds is really what it's about. Where are they using these? Well, they're using them to spy on their border with Muslim countries. These are places in China's far west, home to large Muslim population. Long viewed by Beijing as a hotbed for separatism. So as a result, these people have been subjected to heavy surveillance from the central government. These things have had nearly 2,000 test flights before they deployed them in reality. So these things are actually, this is not a proof of concept. This is something that is being done. And there's over 30 Chinese military and government agencies using these things. So they say, well, okay, well, that's China. That's not us, is it? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, let's tell you how this looks in America. We've got Amazon doing this kind of stuff. Because, you know, here in America, they use the big corporations. It's crony surveillance, crony censorship, not just crony capitalism. And, of course, Amazon's got all these lucrative contracts with all these big government organizations as they are moving to the cloud. Yeah, that cloud of seagulls that's overhead. You got the Amazon cloud, and NSA's putting all their stuff on there. The Pentagon's got all their stuff on Amazon. And you got the police departments out there working with these tech companies. Just like for years, they worked with Harris Semiconductor on their program, Stingray, and they wouldn't talk to anybody about it. They were using it for parallel construction, not getting search warrants and so forth. The Supreme Court's just shut that down last week, too. That's another good decision by them. Saying you got to get search warrants. That's not really going to stop them. They will find a way to evade or disobey the law just outright. Because nobody ever goes to jail if they violate the law, right? They're government officials. So they don't go to jail. Hillary doesn't go to jail. Comey doesn't go to jail. And the police who violate the Fourth Amendment never go to jail. Occasionally the taxpayers pay up in a lawsuit, but nothing ever happens to really change anything in spite of Supreme Court decisions. So they've had these situations and these companies, just like with the Stingray thing, FBI wouldn't talk about it. All these other people would not talk about it. There was a trial that came up in one jurisdiction where they caught somebody who was actually a criminal, and they did it with parallel construction. And as he went before the judge says, well, I want to know how you did. Well, we can't tell you anything about that, judge. We've signed a non-disclosure agreement. And he said, you didn't sign a non-disclosure agreement with me. You tell me what's going on here, or I'm throwing this case. And they said, well, throw the case then, because we're not going to violate our non-disclosure agreement with Harris Semiconductor. See, that is more important to them than obeying the law or the Constitution, their non-disclosure agreement. Isn't that amazing? And so we've had this situation where the Orlando police now got caught doing this. And the same thing has happened in New Orleans and so forth. And as you look at this and say, well, I want the police spying on somebody like this, because this guy really was a robber, and they caught him using Stingray. Hold that thought there for a second. Just like we're talking about torture by the CIA, the worst thing that can happen is when your government becomes terrorists. That's far worse than the situation where you have other terrorists. It's worse when you have your government become criminals than when you have private criminals, because the government is so much more powerful. That's why we have laws. That's why we have due process, so that our government doesn't become terrorists, so our government doesn't become criminals, so our police officers don't become highway robbers using civil forfeiture, quote-unquote, law. So that's why we have to have due process, why we have to have a system of law. And so the Orlando police got caught using this thing called recognition from Amazon. It's real-time facial recognition. And if you don't think that's bad enough, Wired editor-in-chief went on CBS this morning Saturday to talk about how they have refined this to the level, not just your face, but looking at your tattoo. And this is not just saying, oh, I recognize the pattern of the tattoo and so forth. This is going down to being able to determine the type of ink by looking at a picture, you know, by real-time surveillance, determining the type of ink, the profile of the ink in the tattoo, and being able to pinpoint where the tattoo was created. It's that level of detailed surveillance. You know, yesterday I was talking to Lionel, and we were talking about, you know, there in New York where he lives, they found in 8 different cities, reported by The Intercept, these fortress-like concrete structures with their brutalist architecture. Windowless skyscrapers withstand earthquakes, nuclear attacks, and nobody knows what these things are, right? Just go about your business looking at these things. And I said, yeah, and they had one there where we were, out in the woods in North Carolina, called a Big Hole. So these things are everywhere, spying on people, and have been there for a very long time. And the one that was out there in the woods has been there for a very long time. So these other ones are just coming to the light now, but of course nothing's going to be done about it, just like nothing was done when we saw the documents from Ed Snowden. Because there's things like, you know, what they're doing to us online too, with Facebook. These articles that have come out talking about Facebook and new patents. This is New York Times looking at some of the patents. And they spend a lot of time. Everybody spends a lot of money, tens of thousands of dollars for each patent. So they spend a lot of money on this. The New York Times has found hundreds of patent applications filed by Facebook to spy on you relentlessly. Because it's not enough that they get you to the point where you want to show everybody every detail of your life voluntarily. And now that becomes public domain and their data, and they can share it with the government, or the government can just get online and look at it. Because you foolishly bought into this reality TV paradigm that they began on programs called, guess what? Big Brother. Duh. We live in an idiocracy. They show you a program called Big Brother where you look at everybody in a fishbowl and everybody says, hey, if I did that on Facebook, I could have lots of friends and be famous and everything too. I'd love to do that. Well, they're not just content with your voluntary stuff. You know, DARPA had their LifeLog program where they were going to keep track of everything that everybody did for their entire life, and they shut that down just as they were opening up Facebook, because Facebook could be the LifeLog. But a lot of people don't want to join, and so they get your information anyway. Because when your friends join, they voluntarily give them the contact list and so forth. Had an ACLU senior technologist, never got on Facebook, any of this stuff, found out that he was in their list as well. But it goes beyond that. Even if you're not on the contact list that's formally given over, even if you don't join, even if you don't voluntarily put your stuff out there, they've got these patents to look at things, a forward-facing camera in your cell phone. They want to look at your expression, because it's not enough for you to say, I like it or I don't like it. They want to read your emotions by accessing the camera, looking at your face and seeing how this is affecting you. Another patent proposes listening to you and your surroundings using the microphone in your phone, using it to listen to the television show that you're watching, or listen to what you're talking about, or to track your sleeping programs. This is why it's the metadata that has always been so dangerous. And of course, as Michael Hayden said, we're not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people, and they want to know everything about you. And it's the metadata that allows them to look at everything you're doing. As they point out, it reveals the company has considered tracking almost every aspect of your life, where you are, who you spend time with, whether you're in a romantic relationship, which brands and politicians you're talking about, what your religion is. Guess what? That is the fastest growing area of government surveillance. It's called spatial intelligence, knowing all of those things, where you are, who you're with, what you are doing, what you believe. It's called metadata. They use it for activity-based intelligence. They use it to master the human domain. Thanks for joining us. That's our program today. I'm David Knight.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included.
a powerful pregnenolone base, the real red pill, and quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.